The same way you do anything.
Okay.
It's a practice until you develop a consistent way of thinking, a consistent way of feeling, a consistent way of acting. Then that energy dissipates from your field and can't come back. Okay? Here's the tricky part. You don't get to just read about it. You don't get to just tap on it. You don't get to just journal about it. You don't get to just pray about it. You have to be in that energy and act differently. That's how you transform the energy. So you show up in the energy and you act differently over and over and over until you're in the new consciousness. So let me give you that in a simple way that you already know. How do you build confidence? You do what scares you till it doesn't scare you anymore. So often people will think, well, I'm really nervous about this, or I have anxiety about this. Well, yeah, you're supposed to if you've never done it before. Or they'll say, well, I can't see clients because I'm not confident yet. And I'm like, well, you're never going to be confident if you don't start, right? You have to build that. Confidence and courage come from being in fear and showing up anyway, right? Patience. How do you embrace patience as an energy? Well, you have to be triggered, frustrated, irritated, and annoyed, and then sound patient anyway. And then eventually, you are patient. And then eventually, your patience so long, you no longer have frustration in your resonance. Right? So it's vibrational. Everything on our planet is vibrational, and it's shocking because it's not personal. There's no one prayer. There's no one, oh, please forgive me. Oh, I'm good. Can I have this? It's not that at all. It's very impersonal. It's vibration. Bad people know how to use vibrational law too. That's why there's a lot of evil on the planet. They use vibrational law. They resonate so well with darkness and violence and brutality, they create more of it. So it's not, you know, you can just, because you're good, you're going to get blessed. No, you got to know how to align thought, feeling, and action. Then you start having powerfully awesome, amazing experiences. And to align, you got to be in the old stinky stuff and show up differently. And learn. Guys, don't reinvent the wheel. Go learn what people think. You know, you read the book Untethered Soul. Read it 5 more times. Teach it to somebody. Make notes. It is so simplistic, and it's really hard to integrate. Right? The simple stuff, it takes a lot to shift us as humans. You have to be in the crazy. You have to have the money hemorrhaging out and stay in gratitude and feel abundant anyway, and then that energy will dissipate, and abundance will be your dominant energy. You have to look at people you judge and stop judging them before you will ever have peace with yourself. As within, so without. You can never feel bad enough about something to make it get better. Making sense? So the way it works, the way we're taught, is that if you work on your light, you work on your non-judgment, you work on your contribution, you work on your peace within you, you work on your environment, your mind, your body, your contribution, that's what will change this planet. It means you have to take full responsibility for yourself. So wouldn't you like to take full responsibility for being a yes resonance? Okay, so you want to know tangibly how to do that for the next week? Everything you like. The audio recorder works great. Alan researched it and let me pay him. He bought it through a site or whatever. I could be thinking, I received that really well. I used his smarts. That's receiving. Right? All you people came to play to accelerate all of our growth. Look how well we are all receiving. You guys did great. Look how many people are here. Right? What if you just focused all week? What are you receiving? When you go home and you have a bed, or you have a car, or you have money for the bus, whatever it is you have, you received that. What if your whole focus was on what you're receiving that's good? Do you see how you would start shifting the neuroplasticity in the brain to see more of that? If that was your dominant way of thinking, seeing, perceiving, what would happen in your life? You'd live like me. It would be really good. Really good. Even the goofy stuff happens good. And then I'm a believer, so what happens? I get more good. Right? It's really hard in the beginning, but you reach a tipping point. Then you start believing that you do have this power, that you can use vibrational law for your benefit. And then once you start getting good at it, you know, work with people who are just ahead of you, because there's tweaks you have to make on the way. Like, there is a time you have to come out of clearing, or you will stay in a lifetime of clearing.